Most of us say the name of Jesus every day, but do we really understand what we're invoking? Today's reflection might just change the way you approach His name from now on. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio, and a heartfelt thank you to our protected children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. We've now entered the month of January, the month traditionally dedicated to the Most Holy Name of Jesus. And tomorrow we celebrate the feast itself. So in honor of this somewhat mysterious celebration, I want to share a reflection from Professor Plinio Cuera de Oliveira, one that really helps us grasp what we're commemorating, and why the Holy Name deserves an entire feast day of its own. Let's dive right in. Why does the Church celebrate the Most Holy Name of Jesus? Naturally, anything that concerns our Lord Jesus Christ deserves our veneration, and would therefore merit a feast day. But why this special emphasis on the name of Jesus? Why did great saints of the Church drive away demons with the name of Jesus? What is the name here? According to the profound order of things, which was damaged by original sin, human language was capable of adequately expressing realities, giving them an appropriate name. And that name was a word that expressed what was most internal, most substantial, most characteristic, most intimate in the being to which the name was applied. Thus, Genesis recounts that when the animals passed before Adam, he gave each one its proper name. And to name them in this way was to define, through a single word, what each creature truly was, expressing it according to a natural relationship between the word and the thing, not merely a conventional one. For example, consider the eagle. We call the eagle, eagle, but there is no intrinsic relationship between that sound and the nature of the eagle. It is something purely conventional. But in the language used by Adam, this was not the case. Between the word eagle, its sound, its structure, and the reality of the eagle, there was a real and profound connection. In this way, the Most Holy Name of Jesus is, in a mysterious manner, the very definition of what is most essential and decisive in the adorable person of our Lord Jesus Christ. The name is an image of the person, a symbol of the person, and the name of Jesus, about which the Gospel speaks with such care, is a most sacred symbol of Jesus, and as a symbol, it has the power to draw down graces upon us and to strike terror into demons. The name of Jesus, being the word that signifies His glory, is also the manifestation of His glory. Speaking of the name, what does the Church desire when she glorifies the name of Jesus? She desires that honor be given to Jesus, that His name be placed above all things, and that all be subject to Him. She desires a sacred order founded on the one true faith. She desires an order free from secularism, free from revolutionary and egalitarian spirits. The feast of the name of Jesus is one of the many feasts of Christian sacrality, hierarchy, and civilization. These are the thoughts that should animate us tomorrow. And what should we ask for? that the name of Jesus be surrounded with all glory, that Jesus be known, adored, and reverenced by all mankind. And with that, we conclude today's reflection. So as we enter this month dedicated to His name, let us make a simple resolution: to pronounce the name of Jesus with greater love, greater reverence, and greater confidence. Or, at the very least, let us avoid using His name casually or outside its proper context, because that kind of carelessness shows a lack of reverence, and we certainly don't want that. Wishing you all a blessed feast day tomorrow.